You are working with an individual named Eric and make a comment about how much you like Eric's new sweatshirt and hat. You ask to try it on for the shift and forget to give it back. You really like the hat and Eric hasn't asked for it back. You decide that if he doesn't ask for it back, you can keep it because clearly Eric doesn't care, so it must be all right. Is this fraud? This fits the definition of fraud as deceit or trickery. Whether it was intentional or accidental, the person's property was not intended for you. There are many different ways to steal or borrow an individual's property. None of them are acceptable. You have the responsibility to see that property of individuals receiving services is kept safe. If you have any concerns about the safety of an individual's property, you have the responsibility to report it to the Public Funds Compliance Officer.